Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 286 for April 10th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host.
Get away, spend a lazy day.
And the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet.
Feel the sand, get a tan, throw your...
And the song is Secret Paradise. The artist is Kathy Sanborn, and is from the album Blues for Breakfast. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by the Homebase Travel Agent Show and checking us out if you're new here. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you very much. And if you subscribe through iTunes, thank you for that as well. Well, coming up in the show, we're going to get off the beaten path a little bit, and we're going to talk about coffee. And in the business, technical, educational segment, we're going to talk about search engine optimization and what it means for your travel business. So stand by for that. We're going to get to that here in a minute. And if you haven't visited the website yet, you can do that by going to www.hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent, all one word, .net. And once you get over there, you'll see all the shows. You can even click on a player button and listen to the show right on the website. Or you can search for topics that you might be interested in the search box, and the shows will come up that you're interested in once you do a search. And if you'd like to get the newsletter, actually the show notes, in your email box, you can do that just by putting your email address into the subscribe box over on the right-hand side of the page. Well, we didn't have a show last week. Actually, last Saturday was my birthday. So what happened was we went downstate to have supper with some friends of mine, and we ended up staying overnight, which we planned to do anyhow, but planned to get back a little earlier on Sunday than what we actually did, and got back kind of late on Sunday, which didn't give me any time to produce the show, so we kind of missed out on last week's show, but we're back here again this week, and happy to be back, and happy to have you here listening. So with that, I want to get right into the search engine optimization part of the show here and talk a little bit about that and what it means to your business. So what is SEO, and that stands for search engine optimization, and how can it help your business? Well, we can dig a little bit deeper into the SEO concept, and when you enter the words home travel agent in the Google search box, and this is an example that I'm using on my webpage, enter the words home travel agent, do a Google search on that, and you will see that Dugan's host agency for home-based travel agent, for those search terms, that appears as the first result on the first page of the search. Now this tells me that Dugan's travel agency has done a very good job at search engine optimization. So now the goal of any website owner is to get their website on the first page of the search results when someone searches for their key terms. So one of the first things you have to do is to determine what your key terms are. And when you do that, you'll want to use them in ways we're going to talk about here in a minute. Now, when you look at the results, when you search for home-based travel agent, you will see that the home-based travel agent show is on the first page of the results when you use those search terms. And this is in Google. Now, this is important because many people don't go past that first page of search results to click on a link when they're doing a search. So you want to be on that first page. So another example is maybe your travel agency specializes in Hawaii kayak vacations. So you want your website to, or your blog, to appear at the top of the first page of the search results when someone searches in Google for the terms Hawaii and kayak. But the question is, and the real trick is, how do you get your website or blog to come up on that first page of search results? Well, if you were lucky enough to have in your possession the algorithm that Google uses to program their search engine, that would be an easy answer, but it's not that easy because Google keeps that search engine algorithm top secret. But we do know some things that you can do to help get you on that first page of search results. So the first thing to do is to find out what your keywords are and use those keywords in your website content. Now those keywords are going to be words that you think that your customers are going to use to search for you when they enter a Google search. So those are very important. You want to find out what your keywords are. Now, the keywords f- for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, obviously, is Home Travel Agent or Travel Agent. When I write the show notes for the Home-Based Travel Agent website, I try to use those keywords, Home Travel Agent or Travel Agent, within the notes that I'm writing. If it makes sense, I use those words in the title of the show notes. Now, Google likes to give its searchers relevant content when they enter search terms. So if the content on your website hasn't changed in a year, then Google's search algorithm is going to treat your content less relevant than another site where the content is updated daily or weekly. Therefore, to get high search engine ranking, update your content at least weekly, if not daily. Now, you may want to consider adding a blog to your website where you can update your content regularly. Now, of course, you need to focus on making the content relevant for your audience and not just write sentences containing those search keywords. In fact, if you overuse your key search terms, Google may mark your website as a spam site and dump your website from their search engine results. So you want to be careful with that. Now, another way to get high ranking in search engine results is to link to other respected websites. So if you write a blog or an article on your website, say maybe about Anchorage, Alaska, you may want to include links to the Anchorage Visitors and Tourist Bureau in the article. Now, in my show notes, which are blog entries, actually, I always link back to our show's guests' website. And I'm sure the links to the news articles in my show notes help my search engine ranking as well. Also, linking back to archive posts on my website helps raise my search engine rankings as well. Now, I've got a link in the show notes to a PC World article if you want to learn more about how to optimize your website to increase your search engine rankings. So with that, let's move on to the co-hosted segment of the show. And maybe before we do that, grab a cup of coffee because here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to the co-hosted segment of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we're back with Laureen Romero once again after many once agains, and it's great to have Laureen on the show. And we're going to take a little bit of a detour from the travel business, talking about the travel business, to we're going to detour to some place or actually something that you probably need on your desk, at least in the morning, to help you with your business and improve things as you go along throughout the day. So anyhow, you'll understand more of that when I let Laureen introduce our guests. How you doing, Laureen?
Hey there, Barry. How you doing? I know that here in California, I've had to post comments about our global warming. The other day, it was 75 degrees. I don't know about where you are, but we're experiencing a lot of seasonal allergies and warm weather right now. I would like to introduce our guest. His name is Mike Crimmins, and I found him actually by accident. Now, mind you, Barry just mentioned that we're taking a detour from our typical adventures for Alaska, Hawaii, cruising, river cruising, and destinations, and we decided to have a guest on our show after a product that is near and dear to our hearts and important in our lives. Any of our guests who listen to the show on a regular basis know that Barry and I love our coffee. That's one of the other things that we have in common besides the love of travel and customer support is the love of coffee. And I've been watching different blogs here and there, and I've been on a blog for StarbucksMelody.com. And it's a woman who blogs a lot about Starbucks for obvious reasons. And one day in her blog, she had posted about her favorite blogs. And I went, well, you know, she posts about somebody that I have respect for. That person must be pretty good. And one of the ones that she posted about was dailyshotofcoffee.com. And it's run by Mike Crimmins. And he and I have emailed each other back and forth. And he's a very nice person, nice enough that I said, hey, would you like to be on the show? And he was kind enough to come on. So, Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about your blog, what you write about, how you get your material, and I would love to be able to have people find out more about what you write about, maybe get some more people to sign up on your list.
Sure. My name is Mike Crimmins, like you said, from dailyshotofcoffee.com. It's a blog where I blog about pretty much coffee, just about, not every day of the week, but pretty often. See, I've been blogging since March of 2009, so we're almost on 2 years. Do coffee reviews, review of coffee equipment, talk about coffee, everything coffee-related goes on. One of the big things that we do also is recipes, and we have a little, for the people that sign up to our newsletter, we have a little bit of an ethical bribe, that I call it. That's our recipe ebook, 32 pages of coffee shop and Starbucks clone recipes, where you can make coffee drinks, coffee like related snacks and things along those lines.
Which is really cool. I remember when I first signed on to your, actually just went to your website, went, this is an enticement to be able to sign up on his list. I like this guy already. And the list was actually very good. It was well worth me signing up on your blog. So when people are on your blog and your website, what are they going to find?
They're going to find, basically, they're going to find about 2 years worth of blog posts about coffee. A lot of it is my reviews on any coffee that comes across my way, everything from Starbucks coffees to like the specialty coffee roast from the independent roasters. Every once in a while, I'll do a grocery store coffee, stores that you, or coffees that you can find there. Even every once in a while, a gas station style coffee. I've had a couple 7-Eleven coffees when I get a little bit brave. And also, I do a lot of reviews. I'm working on trying to do more video reviews, but reviews in general of different coffee machines, coffee makers, coffee grinders. I'm looking at my kitchen right now, and it's full of coffee equipment. I really need more space. It's one of the bad parts about being a coffee blogger, I guess.
It's not a little item, but at least most of it you continue to drink up and it goes away.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, for a while I had so much coffee that I was having to share it with my friends, but it's gone down a little bit. So I get to keep it all for myself pretty much right now.
Well, I know that a couple of months ago when I went to Kauai, I had the pleasure of picking up my very favorite coffee that I have sent to me on a regular basis from Kauai. I mean, I'm sorry, that really is really bad of me to have coffee sent from Kauai. It's not Kona coffee, it's Kauai coffee. And I just sent Mike some directly from Kauai because I went, you know what? This is my favorite coffee, and that's what I wanted to share with you. It's a little thank you for all the work that you put into your blog, and that was fun. You wrote a great review on the Kauai Coffee Company and their product, and it sounded like you really liked it.
Yeah, that was really, really nice of you to send that coffee to me. I haven't been fortunate enough to ever visit Hawaii, and I hope to get there someday. But before that coffee, I only had Kona, and I didn't really, well, I knew there was other coffees, but I didn't know how good some of the other coffees could be. So that was really nice of you to share with me because it was a flavorful, really flavorful cup of coffee, and it was something I enjoyed. It did not last very long in my kitchen. I drank it up pretty quickly.
Well, good. And, you know, as a shameless travel agent, you know where you can reach a travel agent if you need one.
I definitely will. Now all I need is some vacation time for my day job.
There you go. So about how much time does this blog take for you?
It varies week to week. I'm trying to refocus because it was really taking up all my time between after I got off work until I'd go to sleep. But I'm trying to refocus it until about 2 hours in the evening and a little bit here and there during the day so I can keep everything moving. I'm trying to streamline it a little bit. But I work on a blog post for about an hour every day, weekday, and probably a lot of reading other coffee blogs, everything along those lines, spreading my name and seeing what everybody else is talking about. So I can really do it all the time, but I do have to do other things every once in a while.
Oh, you mean like work?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I love my day job. It's stressful sometimes, but I wouldn't mind being a full-time coffee blogger. That's kind of one of my dreams.
There you go. Well, one of the things that as a travel agent that we do now, see, look, I can actually make this podcast relevant to other travel agents. Look, Barry, I'm able to pull it in. It's about marketing yourself. And as a travel agent, one of the things that we're starting to recommend to fellow travel agents is to start a blog. To do maybe an hour, like you're saying, just simple blogging. It doesn't have to be self-promotion. It can be on a topic. As an agent, if you specialize in Alaska or cruising, maybe Hawaii, start a blog, start marketing yourself. And I see one of the ways that Mike promotes himself on his blog is he has a specific area that promotes what he does. It's got a link to go to his Facebook page, his Twitter page, to sign up for RSS feeds. And could you explain a little bit about this, maybe for some of our listeners who don't quite know what that kind of technology is?
Could you repeat it one more time? It faded out for me in one little part in the end. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at your website, and you have the area that will connect people to your Facebook and Twitter and RSS, which are great ways for people to stay in touch with you. And I was just wondering if you might be able to explain what RSS is and how that collaborates with your blog.
Sure. The RSS is actually... it's basically a version of my blog that you can take to your preferred like website, like a Google Reader or something, a page that you can collect all the feeds from all the blogs that you want to read. You can read them all in one place, and they'll store there for you until you're ready to read them all, or whenever you get a chance to read them, which is what I do. I have a Google Reader full of a lot of coffee blogs, a lot of blogs about Yankees, my other passion. And I read them when I get the chance. It's nice, convenient, one place. And I think bloggers should be using that because it'll keep you, the audience, coming back to you every time you do a post. They'll see that you have a new post and they'll come read it.
Excellent. And that was part of why I wanted to bring this up, is if we have travel agents who are interested more in starting to promote themselves, and if you are spending the time to do a blog to connect it to an RSS, because when people sign up, like you're saying, Mike, you know, you can read your blog or get it through an RSS reader such as Google Reader and read it on, say, your iPad, Android, iPhone, somewhere that's a little more mobile than just at your desktop.
Yeah, I mean, I have an Android, and when I'm taking a break at work or waiting in a line, I'll break out my Google Reader and start reading some blog posts. It's a great way to stay connected with your audience wherever they go.
Right, which is a fabulous way to be able to market yourself. That's really cool. About how many other bloggers are you connected with? Obviously, you must know Melody.
It depends on your definition of connection. I mean, I would say there's like five bloggers I really connect with. We comment on everybody or all of our each other's posts. We retweet and Facebook share everybody's posts. There's that five core group, and then I would say, I mean, I comment and kind of chat with, I don't know, about maybe 50 other coffee bloggers or coffee fans, fanatics, mm-hmm. on a regular mm-hmm. basis. It kind of seems like I'm meeting a new person at least once or twice a day via Facebook or Twitter or the blog or something along those lines.
Right. And one of the great things that you're good at, or one of the good things you're great at, I should say, is the communication and the follow-up. And I think that's key in marketing yourself, because that's what you're good at. If someone emails you, you get right back to them, which is really comforting.
Yeah, I try to get back as quick as I can. It's with everything going on, sometimes it might take a day or two, but I respond to every email, whether it's a question about, I don't know, whatever. This week I had somebody asking me about a specific Starbucks coffee. I answered them right away. It doesn't really benefit me directly, but it kind of creates another person I'm networking with, and I mean, you never know what that could lead to. So I email everybody back. That's very important to me.
Now, Barry, you just signed up on his site. Have you been able to look around a little bit or see some marketing ideas that might be useful?
Yeah, I did look around a little bit, and I thought it was a blog very well put together, and
thank you.
Some interesting topics as well. And I've got to tell you my coffee story here, I guess. You know, because I saw a comment on your blog about what I'm going to talk about here, and
okay.
that was before Christmas, even into November, talking to people, and they're telling me how wonderful this Keurig coffee machine is, and the Keurig K-cups and coffee, and you know, I resisted buying one of those things all through the Christmas season. I didn't treat myself to that kind of a Christmas gift, but then after the first of the year, I heard other people, you know, after Christmas talking about how they thought their Keurig coffee machine was so great and everything. So, well, I ended up buying one, and now I have it on my counter, and I have the K-Cups. But actually, Mike, I have to tell you, I'm just not that thrilled with it. That's
really?
The coffee is okay.
Yeah.
It's convenient, but it doesn't do the job of a good drip coffee maker or French press.
I agree with that totally.
Yeah. So I guess I was disappointed. I heard it was really built up to me, and I guess the high expectations, and I was let down. So, but it's okay.
My thing with the Keurig, it's kind of love hate. I hate how it creates extra waste for each time you make it, but at the same time, it's very convenient. And I'm still kind of on a journey. If you kind of follow my K-Cup posts or reviews, I feel like I'm on a journey to find that perfect K-Cup that really. Well, I want to drink all the time, but I haven't found it yet. I found a couple good ones, but it seems like there's a lot of bad ones, too.
Yeah, I would agree. And I continue my journey. In fact, I was in Walmart today. I was poking around to see if there's anything new. And you know, I guess my favorite one is the Paul Newman's. It's the real strong, the dark roast. I don't know what they call it, but I know that my favorite coffees are dark roast anyhow. And the Paul Newman seemed to have the best flavor of any of the ones that I've tried. And I've tried several. And like you, I'm kind of on that quest for something special. So,
and I'm trying to become more of a dark roast fan. Originally, I was a real light roast, medium roast fan. But actually, the Keurig ones kind of opened me up to trying some more dark roast ones because it seemed like the majority of Keurig or K-Cups are dark roast. So
yeah.
I'm exploring those.
Yeah. So those, you know, that's... You know, I guess the key to a successful blog is to have information on there that's interesting to your readers. And, you know, some of the blogs that I've looked at or even podcasts that I've experienced that I don't like are the ones that are very self-promoting, where the podcaster or the blogger is really trying to sell a product, maybe sell a book or whatever, and they're not focusing on what's interesting to the reader, but they're focusing on their own interest, and that is selling something to the reader, and that's the ones that I believe aren't very successful. So, Mike, you have a blog that gives me, at least as a coffee lover, a lot of information, and I focused in on the Keurig stuff because that's my current phase in the world of coffee.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I can help out with that. I try to. There's a lot of blogs that coffee blogs, at least, that are really, really technical and detailed. I try to be a little bit more towards the average Joe. I say like. Something that everybody can understand that, because there's a lot of people that love coffee, not just like the baristas and the coffee snob. There's other people that love coffee too. I try to target those people as my readers, and I think that makes me stand out in the coffee area. And then I know exactly what you're talking about with the blogs. You can tell the really self-promotion ones. Seems like every time they come out with a new product or ebook, I stop paying attention because it's just too much. Even if it's a great product, they just kind of go over the top and they forget about their readers. So. I always come back to the readers, usually always my main focus. So.
Yep, and that shows on your site.
And I try to make something that'd be entertaining, whether it's the ebook or I'm working on a new ebook, which is the secrets of how to get the great cup of coffee, no matter what method you're using. And I'm trying to make it something really useful. And hopefully we'll see when I finish.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And the thing, you know, getting back to what Barry was talking about marketing yourself and not being self-absorbed, per se, one of the things that I like that you have is you have things sectioned out very well on your blog. You've got a home about area, how to contact you, who your advertisers are, that you want other writers. You have an entire section there for contributors, which I think is great. And the fact that you write about other companies, that's what Barry and I do on our podcast. Our podcast isn't about the Lorena Barry show. It's about Viking cruises. It's about AMA Waterways, Holland America, bringing somebody in from Alaska Visitors Bureau. It's about promoting the industry, but it, like Barry said, we get no income from this. We are about education, and that's what you are also, is about educating people about things they may not normally know about. A perfect example is King David's Coffee. Okay, they're tiny. In California, I would never hear about them. I've ordered coffee from them now because of your review on their products.
That's awesome. I mean, he's a really great guy, and really enjoyed emailing back and forth to them. And it's a little company. I mean, but and that's like that's totally true because there's I had no idea like that company existed until like I found them online or they found me, whatever it was. But it's amazing how like can connect like that to me. And I think that provides also value to the reader. So
exactly, which is again why we wanted to bring you on the show. I know we're going to have listeners going, are they really talking about coffee on a travel agent podcast? You know, it's all about marketing. Yeah. And I'll bet almost every person who's listening to this podcast has coffee in their blood system somehow.
I hope so.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mike, for being on the show. Tell us your website and how people can connect with you and enjoy your blog.
Sure. It's dailyshotofcoffee.com, all one word. You can also find me at Facebook/dailyshotofcoffee. Or on Twitter, it's just Shot of Coffee, no daily on that. I'm always looking to chat with people wherever it is, on the blog, Facebook, or Twitter. I love to talk about coffee, or if you want to talk about marketing, too. I mean, I've been blogging for a while, so I love talking to people about that, too. So thank you very much for having me on, too.
Yeah, no, I can't let you go without asking you the question, what's your favorite coffee, Mike?
Oh, I get that one asked a lot. I did an interview for an NPR station in Seattle a little while ago, and I don't have a good answer for that anymore. I mean, I've had so many good coffees, I can't pick just one. It wouldn't be fair.
Actually, for me, that's a good answer because there's so many different types and different ways to brew coffee that it's hard to narrow it down. So
I mean, I can tell you what my favorite coffee like this month is, but I can't tell you overall. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, again, and for being on the show. And I hope this brings you a few more subscribers and that they can enjoy what you have to contribute. Barry, speaking of contributing, if our listeners would care to reach you, what's a good email address and your Facebook account?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Home Travel Agent is all one word, and then it's .net. Barry at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Barry.Cants. And Laureen?
My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued at mac.com. My Facebook account is Laureen R. Okay, so I'm not a member of the Original Thinker Club, but Laureen R is easy for people to say. And thank you again, Mike, for being on the show. And we'll talk with you next week, Barry.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And thank you, Laureen. I really appreciate the co-hosted segment and the information that you provided for the listeners there. And what this does is brings us up to the segment of the show where we have the travel news, talk about news-related items and related to the travel business. And the first item is that Google and the ITA software deal has been approved by the U.S. authorities, by the Justice Department. So what is ITA software? Well, ITA software is the back-end search engine for many big companies, big websites like Expedia, Travelocity, American Airlines. Several large companies use ITA software as a search engine to find airline flights and information about the reservation, you know, the flight times, the layovers, and other great information that you can get from ITA software and their QPix search engine. Now, Google has acquired ITA software, approved by the Justice Department, and this is an article in TNOOZ, TNOOZ.com. So what's the big deal about Google acquiring ITA? Well, it puts Google into the travel business. Now, Google, as you know, is a search engine. It's the world's largest search engine site, and now they've just added the ability to search all kinds of airline flights all across the board. And they can incorporate that into their search engine. And it's been speculated by other articles that what that may do is that you could enter, say, that you have $250 to spend on a round-trip ticket, and you may want to travel to a place that's warm. So you can put in that and put in those parameters, and Google through ITA software will send back the results of what you can do with your $250 in terms of a flight. Now, this may be useful for you as a home-based travel agent so that you can determine some of the better deals and some of the better ways that your customers can get to their vacation sites. So it's possible that this can be used to benefit your business as helping to provide a better service to your clients. So it's going to be interesting what all this means as it develops, but this is worth keeping an eye on, the Google ITA software deal. And again, you can connect to the entire article by going to the show notes, and I have a link to the article in the show notes. Now, the next item is actually a website, and the website is Angels for Travelers, and it's subtitled, A Friend in the City You Will Visit. And what this website attempts to do is to connect local people with people that are traveling to the local person's city. You know, obviously the local person has the best information about the city, and this website connects them up so that you can, say if you're going to Rome, you can connect up with people in Rome that signed up at this website and ask them questions about the city, about things to do there. Maybe attractions to see, restaurants to eat at, places to go that's off the beaten path that the locals may know, and whatever. And once you go to this website, I'll have a link in the show notes. Actually, the website is an Italian website. So once you get there, you're going to have to click the button to switch the website into English. But they have several cities listed here as destinations where you can find angels. And as time goes on, I suspect there's going to be more and more cities that will be listed here that you can find an angel in. And I think this is a great idea. You can sign up to be an angel, or you can do a search and find an angel so that you can ask that person about local information to the city you're traveling. So anyhow, a link to that in the show notes. Check it out. Kind of interesting. And the next article comes from the Dayton, Ohio Business Journal. And what the article is about, it's about unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned airplanes, that are going to be landing along with commercial aircraft at airports near you. And Dayton is an airport that's vying for the ability to have these unmanned aircraft land along with their commercial flights. So now, can you imagine maybe FedEx or UPS and their big cargo haulers landing an unmanned aircraft at your airport? And actually, one pilot sitting in a bunker somewhere using computers can control up to 6 aircraft. So, you know, this may be a big savings in terms of moving packages from point A to point B. And, you know, it's a study, it's an experiment right now to see how that unmanned aircraft works with manned commercial flights. So, interesting to watch. We'll have to keep our eye on this and see what happens. And maybe in the future, that 747 or maybe the 787 that you're going to be riding on may not have a pilot. I don't look to see that in the near future, though, really. Anyhow, that's the news. And it's been nice to have you on board here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I really appreciate you listening. And I hope you enjoy the show. I hope it brings you some useful information, some fun information at times. And we always enjoy being here for you. And if you have any questions or comments, suggestions, things that we should do differently, please drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. So until next week, everybody, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Secret paradise where love runs free.
Secret, secret paradise.